Recording of the January 13th, 2021 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Stu, I'm going to get started since we do have a quorum now.
Hello.
Hi.
Mark Wiggin dialing in a little late.
That's fine. We're just starting. I'm going to do roll call. And for directors that are on the operations committee, I have Harold Hollis, Director Hollis, Director Wiggin, Director Chastain. I do not see Director Morse yet. And then
I'm here.
You are here?
I am here.
Okay. Oh, there you are.
Rachel and I were both on a meeting.
Ah, okay. And then additionally, Director Kaysen and Director Henderson. So all the directors for Chugach are here. That's good. And we have others in the room. Sherry and Brian and Danielle and people online. Julie Haskett, Mark Fouts, Connie. I think that's everybody. So, anyways, that's the roll call. The first item is the agenda for today. Has everyone looked at it, and is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll take a second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve tonight's agenda. Is there any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the agenda is approved as written. Approval of the minutes from the December 7th, 2020 meeting. Have people had a chance to look at those? And is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the December 7th Operations Committee meeting. All in favor, signify by, or is there any discussion? I should ask first. Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the minutes from the December 7th meeting are approved. There are no persons to be heard, and no new business is identified on the agenda. One thing I do want to bring up, and I guess this is probably as good as any time, is, you know, during this time of year, we're getting closer to the CEO performance review. You know, how we set up the evaluation process was there's a quarterly CEO evaluation, and we're sort of at the time we would expect another quarterly review, so I'd be looking forward to that at the next meeting. And I guess that's a question, Bettina. Is there a preference if it's in the operations committee or in the board meeting?
You know, I think I'd rather have it in the ops committee. I think that our... You know, our board meetings, meetings seem to get heavily loaded, but I think it'd be better in ops.
Okay. So if we can get a review from Lee's team on where you guys are, that'd be excellent. The next item is the executive session. Do you have a motion to go into executive session?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, 3, and 4, the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into Executive Session 2-1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, 2, discuss with its attorneys legal matter, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative, and 3, personnel matters.
And I will second that. This is Harold.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And we are now in executive session. We are now out of executive session. And just quickly, there's no new business. The next item is director comments. I think it's very empty here, so you can make them nice and quick, or you can elaborate if you'd like. And I was going to start with people in the room, but it's kind of empty. So I'll start left to right on the screen with Bettina.
Well, I will make them very brief. I thought it was a good meeting. Some good topics, a good discussion in all the areas. And I'm excited to get to work. Well, we have some momentum and move forward on getting some work done with regards to succession planning, et cetera. So I think it was a good meeting this evening. So thank you very much.
Excellent. Mark Wigan.
Oh, mine will be very short. Great meeting. As usual, I think we did well, and that's all I'll say. Thank you.
Excellent. Rachel.
Yeah, really good meeting. I love that we are using the ops committee in the way that I think we have intended to do some more deeper dives. That feels right. Nice to be on schedule. Good to see everybody. Stay safe and healthy.
Excellent. Harold.
I also will keep my comments short. I want to thank Brian and the team for their presentation. And I also want to thank all of the board members that attended. It's nice to have everybody at these committee meetings, because then we don't have to repeat the information later. So thank you for all being here. And then lastly, I'd like to say what a pleasant experience it is that we can come to these meetings and deal with what I would consider important but less critical issues than we did a year ago, when we were here agonizing over whether we were going to have an acquisition that was approved by the RCA or not. So much less stress, I would say, and very enjoyable. So thank you.
That was very well put. Jim.
Yeah, I find this all very fascinating. We as human beings are going to adapt, and we're going to change. And I think we're seeing some very interesting changes. I understand where Sam comes from. I understand where Harold comes from. Certainly Bettina, and that we are accustomed to seeing face to face. But office space is going away. New York is office buildings are vacant. People are learning to change, and the younger generation is adapting to this new form, and we will too. I think we're really lucky. It's a very challenging time, but I think we're very lucky to see evolution. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Sam?
Yeah. I was very interested in the Arthur's conversation on the level 3 chargers, the rate implications of all of that. I am just so incredibly proud that we have such good board participation at the RCA level. So thanks to my fellow board members for putting in the time. Mark, I know you were there. Rachel, I know that you were there. I think that's just incredible, incredibly forward-looking, important work for us to be participating in, because now that we do have the acquisition complete, we need to have another shiny object for the dissemination to people, because they're kind of used to us having something important to be working on, and for you guys to be participating at the fundamental level in that process is super duper important. We have to act nimble and act like we're on top of this. It's important for us to be out ahead of those issues on the same, for the same reasons. So thanks to my fellow board members for the participation, and thanks to staff for all the expertise that they bring to inform us on those.
All right. Did someone have something to say?
No, it was Mark. I just said I would agree wholeheartedly with Sam's compliments to the staff.
And, you know, just remember that we're out of executive session, so we shouldn't be putting names out and all on from communications. So anyways, from my standpoint, these operation committee meetings are getting more fun. I don't know if that's because the acquisitions passed, but we are discussing some neat topics that are a little less, you know, they're just interesting. You're learning, and we're, you know, getting an opportunity to hopefully move the cooperative forward for the future. And that's what I like seeing. So that's all I have. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.